following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
In Matthew 5, 10 through 12, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You're blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice because your reward is great in heaven, for that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, in all of these Beatitudes, Jesus is listing who he says is the blessed person. But when it comes to blessed are the persecuted, this has to be the most paradoxical teaching of them all. I mean, persecution is basically a type of suffering, and it's a suffering that is brought on specifically because of your belief. Now, kind of just to differentiate, you know, suffering, just because you wait in a long line outside of In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A before dinner, right, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily suffering persecution. Suffering, possibly, but it's not specifically because of your faith in Christ. In fact, notice that as Jesus is talking about the blessedness of those who are persecuted, he doesn't say, "Blessed are you when you're acting in a way that's kind of jerky, right? Blessed are you when you're fighting over this tertiary belief that may or may not be correct, but it's actually way less than him." The blessing is actually for those who are persecuted for acting like Jesus, or as he says, for righteousness. And when you're insulted and persecuted because of your trust in him, or because of him. Now, you might be tracking with all of this, but still be wondering, so what and where is the blessing in that? And there's actually two. In verse 12, he points out these two. So the first is when you're persecuted for his sake, God actually sees that, and it tells us that immediately he is storing up treasures in heaven that can't be stolen, that can't lose worth, that never gets old, that never goes out of fashion. Man, what an amazing thing. The second is that when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, you actually join in the company of the faithful that we see in Scripture. Right, that they were actually often persecuted because of their obedience to God. I think about someone like Jeremiah, who was thrown in a cistern, or someone like Paul, who was beaten up for his preaching of the gospel. Now, here's the thing. There is a lot of talk and fears that a lot of us carry about the possibility of persecution. But in Scripture, persecution is actually not a possibility, but it's a promise. Now, it's not necessarily one of the promises we want to claim, like a Jeremiah 29:11, putting it on our coffee cup, but it's a promise nonetheless. 2 Timothy 3:12 says that all those who desire to live godly will be persecuted, which means, you know, it might take on different forms at different times and in different places, but it is still always going to be a part of walking with Jesus. Yet because of what we see here from the words of Jesus, you can always know that it is not without purpose, nor does it happen without God seeing you and being there with you in it. Also know that there is a glorious promise on the other side of it, and that, man, as we keep our eyes on this promise, this is going to give us that continual hope and that continual pressing forward to push on and share the gospel. You know, I think that's what's helped so many of the people of God through the generations to not only push through persecution, but actually to thrive even in spite of it. In fact, if you read through church history, you'll find that the Christians that actually did the most in this present world were precisely those who thought the most of the next. It's since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one. If you guys didn't recognize, that last quote was one from C.S. Lewis. Well, God bless you guys, and praying for you guys, and hope you have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life